You're listening to Your Financial Choices on WDIY Allentown. Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics, and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. To ensure compliance with requirements imposed by the IRS, we inform you that any U.S. federal tax advice contained in this communication is not intended to or to be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties under the Internal Revenue Code or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any transaction or matter addressed herein. This show is for educational purposes only. For advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, a certified financial planner, and an accredited estate planner on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. And you can listen online at wdiy.org. And remember that if you're ever outside our listening area, or if you have family and friends who might be interested in listening to the show, please invite them to check out wdiy.org. Welcome to the show. Today's March 20th, 2013. The markets were up today. In fact, I think they hit an all-time high. The Dow closing at 14,511, the NASDAQ at 3254, and the S&P closed at 1558. I'm happy to have you all here. It's a gorgeous night. I hope you still stay tuned. You can keep your radio on and still enjoy the nice weather. So I hope you listen, because we have some interesting information tonight, a little different than our normal tax topics this time of year. Last week, I did look at multi-state tax returns, part-year tax returns, and local tax returns. If you have tax questions, you can call in. The phone number is 610-758-8810. But I do have guests this evening, and we're going to discuss a fairly new addition to the Lehigh Valley, and that is a free educational publication called Lehigh Valley Woman. The publishers will be joining me this evening to share their passion and vision for the magazine. We are live. Andrea is with us. Let's put on our happy faces for Andrea, and she will answer your calls, take your information, and ask you to mute your radio so you can hear me without the delay and we could talk without confusion. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. Sorry, a little emotional. While I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic, and I'll do my best to answer them. The number to call is 610-758-8810. My guests this evening are Linda Hunsicker and Celeste Klein. They opened the Lehigh Valley Woman a little over a year ago after successfully publishing the Montgomery County Woman's Journal the previous year. Previously working in advertising together, they wanted to give their clients the opportunity to use their expertise to educate with an article-driven format as an alternative to display advertising. They also wanted to be able to give back to the community by highlighting nonprofit organizations and community events, all the things they couldn't do in a corporate structure. And I do want to point out that the publication that comes out bimonthly, is how you say it, I believe, highlights some of these nonprofits in our community. So if you belong to a nonprofit, support a nonprofit, this should be near and dear to your heart, and you should be watching for this publication in various establishments across the Lehigh Valley, because it is promoting nonprofits while at the same time educating and promoting women. So we're going to talk about the publication with my guest this evening. We have Celeste and Linda. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lori.
I'm sorry, I got emotional. I'll hold it together. Thank you for coming on the show. I first want to give a little disclaimer, and that is that I write an article for the magazine, Lehigh Valley Woman Magazine, and that I met Celeste and Linda, and I thought it was such a great publication that I asked them to come on the show, because I'm all about education. That's what the show's about, Your Financial Choices. And they have that same passion and mission as well. But wonderfully, the publication actually is education about more than just financial choices. So we're going to hear more about that as we go. So first, I would like to learn a little bit more about the background of Celeste and then Linda. So Welcome to the show, Celeste.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well,
maybe advertising or what?
Well, I've been in, have had a lot of different businesses, but for the past 10, 12 years, I have been in advertising. And Linda and I had worked together at a different type of advertising venue. And we had, you know, we were selling display advertising, and, you know, we just never felt that we could really, you know, our clients just seemed that they wanted to be able to say more, you know. So I had found this publication, because it is a national syndicate where I live in South Jersey, and I was very interested in it, and I contacted the person who was the publisher, and one thing led to another, and I wanted to carry that as part of what I sold for advertising. And I went down to a training, and the person who started the syndicate, he said that there were other ones available, other publications available in other areas, none in my area, none in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, but they were in Greensboro, North Carolina, where I just had a granddaughter. So I thought, well, let me try to start it there. And it was very successful there. It was about 4 years ago. And in the meantime, I had talked to Linda about the publication, because there was one in Bucks County and a couple other areas. And there was one became available in Montgomery County. So Linda and I decided to do it together. And we were very successful there. And, you know, and then we opened Lehigh, and it's been great.
So, Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you for having us here.
Okay, tell us a little bit about your background and maybe how that the synergy of you working with Celeste, how that worked out.
Well, I actually have done a lot of different things as well. I started out in a family business, which is Hunsicker's Pharmacy in the Montgomery County area.
Oh, I love pharmacies.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
you know,
my
with the
background.
Lunch fountain and
yeah,
the whole,
yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it was a family business for a long time. I was in and out of that. I like being part of the community, and then got into advertising and doing different things. And, you know, when I met Celeste, this seemed like a good way to kind of put everything together. It, the advertising piece, the community piece, and by having a publication like this, we have the ability to tie in the whole educational and community information that people need to know. And a lot of it, people think they know about their community, but there's a lot more that they don't realize. I mean, even myself coming from Montgomery County, as I would start to research the nonprofit groups and community groups, it was like, wow, this is my backyard, and I really need to know a lot more about this. So this is all part of the woven piece of the Lehigh Valley Woman.
And I think it's very innovative for you to think beyond just how people normally do advertising and just displaying things, because sometimes that doesn't give the whole message, as you were saying, Celeste, that people want to share. It's more about the knowledge and doing that. So this format, basically then, this format kind of came out of the fact that you had seen this publication in other areas and then contacted the publisher and said, hey, can we do something together? And then you tried it out in North Carolina. Same kind of format. You said something was a little bit different about the Lehigh Valley Woman magazine,
well,
though, with
well,
the nonprofits.
Well, luckily, because this is a national syndicate, so the guidelines really are very loose. The guidelines are basically that it has to be some type of educational article-driven format. But other than that, as owners of our own publications, we can really do whatever we feel best. When I was in North Carolina, because I wasn't really from the business community down there, I have children there, but they're not in the business community, I thought that if I'm going to do something on my own, and it's going to be a little bit different, it's going to be an educational format, that I would also like to make it a community paper, something that you can we can give back to the community. So I had made the decision down there that instead of putting my clients on the cover, that I would do anything that's community-oriented and nonprofit. And it seemed to work very well because it's a very community-oriented paper. And it attracted more advertisers to us. And then when we opened Montgomery and then Lehigh, we just followed that same format. And the educational piece is because people, well, like yourself, because you do write an article for us, you know, everybody has something to say. And there's so many misconceptions about so many different, whether it's your medical practice, whether you're a jeweler or financial planner, what have you. So many people have so many misconceptions that what we want you to do, instead of placing a display ad, we want you to be able to explain something, you know, about those misconceptions, you know, and that's, you know, really how our publication works.
That's great. I want to talk a little bit about seeing it around the valley. And I have had people say, in fact, I was in my dentist chair one day and his wife came in and said, "Hey, I recognize you. You're in that magazine." So I think that's kind of funny. But I want to talk a little bit about the publication in the Lehigh Valley, where people have seen it, and then talk a little bit about the kinds of articles that you have in the publication and the educational pieces that the variety that they're trying to reach our audiences with. So we're going to take a quick break. The phone number, if you have questions or comments, if you've seen Lehigh Valley Woman around the area, you're welcome to give us a call and give us a shout out. The phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk and traditional music is a crazy quilt of colors and textures. In the tradition traces its many patterns and designs. Music handed down from generation to generation. In the tradition, Wednesday evening at 7 on WDIY FM Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.
And we are back. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have in the studio with me this evening the publishers of Lehigh Valley Woman, a bi-monthly publication, an educational publication that we find around the valley. Real quick, let's talk for a moment where people might find this. I know that I've had people come up to me and say, "Hey, I saw your article in that magazine in my doctor's office." So different kinds of businesses might have your publication, and it is a free publication.
Yes, it is. It's free. And basically from Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton. Primarily, we're in professional offices, doctor's office, dentist's offices, where people are sitting and waiting. We usually put a few extras, so if you see something you like, you're usually welcome to take it along, unless it's the last copy. And then we also have it in places where, some of the Panera Breads and Starbucks and things like that, where people can, they're there and having coffee and can take it along with them as well. And along with that, a lot of our nonprofit groups and community groups have them there for people to pick up, like the Arts Quest, the Art Museum, places like that. So we try to put it throughout the community. It's always growing as far as places that we're putting it. I mean, can you add on to that, Celeste, as far as where we are?
Well, doctor's offices are primarily our best place because people are a captive audience and they get a chance to read something. And, women especially are the ones that pass on information. They are reading it. So even though it's Lehigh Valley Woman, it's not that only women could read it. We always try to put one of our male advertisers on the cover so people know that. But it's basically women are the ones that pass off all the information. So if they're reading an article, even if it doesn't pertain to them, if it's something educational, they will say, "Well, it's my brother, my sister needs that, or my neighbor, or what have you." So it really has legs and it goes on that way. So that is really our best audience. But not everybody goes to the doctor. You have to make sure that people, the general public. That's why downtown Bethlehem, we're in a lot of the shops, we're in the restaurants, Easton.
Libraries. Yeah.
All the libraries. So if somebody emails us or calls us and says, which we get a lot now, "Where can we pick up your publication? I saw in the doctor's office," we could say you can go to the YMCA, you can go to the library system, or what have you. We try to make them available, in every town also.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it helps too to have awareness so that if people see it in the doctor's office and know that it's a publication, that they actually can find other places like the library. They can call and get that information. They can jot that down if they're in the doctor's office. If you have smartphones, you can take a picture of it because they also have a website, lehighwoman.com. So there's lots of different formats or places that folks can find the magazine. Let's talk a little bit about the format. So let's talk about the format of the publication and how you guys decided how that was going to run. Like you had mentioned earlier, alluded to the fact about the nonprofits and being part mm-hmm. of the community. Mm-hmm. And Linda, I love that because I grew up in a small town. I worked at the drugstore. I knew everybody. Mm-hmm. And when I moved to the big town, I remember walking down the street saying hi to everybody. And my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, said, "You can't say hi to everybody when you're walking down the street." So I tried to be a little bit more, you know, careful of who I was saying hi to. But so let's talk a little bit about the format, how you maybe get in touch with the nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure who would.
Well, a lot of it, well, I shouldn't say a lot of it. Some of it is passions of our own. I mean, things that we just come across, things that are dear to our heart that make sense. You know, Heart Month in February, the Heart Association was in. In the fall, we have breast cancer awareness and things like that. But there's so many other things going on in the community, some of which we come across and stumble across, but a lot of it comes from our clients. We always ask our clients, is there a nonprofit group that you support? You know,
because you had, didn't you have Second Harvest on the mm-hmm. front at
yes,
one
yes.
point?
Yes,
and the Burnside Plantation
yep.
with the Blueberry yes. Festival. Mm-hmm. So I want people to start making connections of when they see this publication in the Lehigh Valley that there's a lot of thought that's going into the nonprofits and supporting them and promoting them.
Mm-hmm. And beside the nonprofits, because this area is so rich in the arts and so cultural, which we didn't even realize because we're not from here until we really got here. It was like, you know, we just have to have an entire section, you know, for the arts, you know. So we are very fortunate that we have the State Theater, we have the Symphony, we have the Art Museum. We sponsor a lot of their programs and, you know, Historic Bethlehem. So we do try to, you know, between nonprofits, and we also put on some big events. Now, for example, our next issue coming up in June, we're going to have the, in April,
April
this
May.
Issue coming
yep.
up now, we're going to have the Freddie Awards.
Oh, my gosh.
On the cover.
People
mm-hmm.
love that.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, yes. And we're going to do something with the farm market in Easton
yep.
in the summer.
Very good.
You know, so it's just a matter of seeing what's going on in town, mainly talking to our clients mm-hmm. and talking to whoever and asking them. We also love to promote nonprofits that do great things that nobody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody knows, you know, National Heart Association, American Cancer Association, but the nonprofits that nobody hears about, like,
or they don't know everything that they do. They may know the name, but they have no idea the magnitude and the things that they need, you know. So if there is a need list, we ask for them to put that in there as well. So it brings the awareness, and it's helpful, and we want to help them. I mean, that's the goal of the publication with the nonprofits. So it's worked out well.
And we do things timely, like Second Harvest. We had them on at Christmas time because mm-hmm. we figured, you know, we want people to think of something besides retail.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to think about people that, you know, need food, that, you know, puts a different spin on things, a different perspective. Is, you know, this is what things are really all about. You know, so we try to highlight things, you know, sometimes seasonal, you know, during the year.
So let's talk about the format of that. So typically, the nonprofit is on the front page of the publication, but then there's an article in the magazine typically about that organization at the time.
Well, with our, the way our format is, and this is something else that we really like to tell our clients, is that if you're doing any type of advertising, which is great, you have to advertise everywhere, but we're going to put you categorized. So if you're a doctor, you're not going to be in next to the restaurant.
And exclusive.
And you're exclusive.
Right.
So we have a medical section. We have a health and wellness section, a home and garden section. We have a financial section. We have, and in the middle of the paper, we have our community section. And then we have an arts and education section. So we have it so that people, when they're reading the paper, they can find you. It's easy. They can look in the table of contents, and like all the medical will be there, all the finance. So, you know, we try to have it, and we have the restaurants in the back. You know, so we want people to feel comfortable with the publication and, you know where to find things.
And what has the response been from the nonprofits? Have they enjoyed being featured?
Linda and I were speaking about this today
mm-hmm.
before we came here. And we said, you know, that is better than any paycheck that we can get from anyone.
Yeah.
When you get a nonprofit, I mean, to call you and say, "This is the most response that I've ever gotten. We have more donors. We've had more corporate support. We've had more phone calls than ever."
Yeah.
That is better
than
anything.
A week after the publication, a couple of those calls, and it's like, "We don't know how to thank you." And it's like, "Well, you just did."
Yeah.
Because that's wonderful, you know? I mean, to be able to do that and really give back to the community is a really good thing.
And, you know, especially a lot of these nonprofits do not have a budget. They cannot afford advertising, but they do such good work that, you know, they just can't get their name out there. You know, and you know they're doing wonderful things. I mean, we've the Women's Alliance in Easton, a lot of people never even heard of them and the great things that they do.
And with
Kids
it,
Peace.
Right. And with it being article driven, it's not just an ad they're putting in there. They can explain their organization, just like you and everyone else that's in the publication. It really gives you a voice to be able to talk about things that, whether it's a community thing or just educational in general.
And to make that connection with the reader as well.
Right.
Folks, if you have questions this evening, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's questions or comments, 610-758-8810. We will be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I am in the studio this evening with my guest, Linda Hunsicker and Celeste Klein from Lehigh Valley Woman magazine, a fairly recent publication to the Lehigh Valley. I think, Celeste, how long has it been? A little bit under two years. And it's a publication that you're going to get used to seeing in the Valley. And if you haven't seen it already, keep your eye out for it. It's a fairly large publication, but thin, but it's probably, what is this, like a foot by?
Well, it's tabloid size. It's 12 by 14.
12 by 14. So it's a fairly large publication, very colorful, something that'll catch your eye, and it's free. So when you are wandering around the Lehigh Valley or sitting in doctor's offices, restaurants, museums, the library, kind of keep an eye out open, you know, for it. There are lots of interesting articles in here. And again, we were talking before the break that they feature with each publication a community, nonprofit, organization that is making a difference in our area. And before we went to break, Celeste had even said, you know, some of these organizations, they need awareness, they need the exposure, and it would help with donations and volunteers and things like that. But there's even organizations, like you said, the American Heart Association was featured, I think, in February. There are even organizations who everyone presumes they're getting the help they need because they are a well-known organization or a better-known organization. All of these nonprofits need help. They can never get enough help. And so it's nice that you guys are promoting them and exposing them and giving them the features that you do. So lots of information and articles in the middle of the magazine about the community organizations. And you guys also have of past issues and articles on your website. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And we are revamping our website. We're in the middle of like a construction with our website.
Okay.
We are doing some revamping. But what's good about the website, we will have a QR code on our next issue so people can look do whatever they do on their phone to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, explain that for a second because I never knew it was called a QR code.
Yes, it is a QR code. And what they can do is they have, if they're in the doctor's office and they have their iPhone, they can scan it with that little scanner thing, and that will put the whole publication
download
into
it.
Their phone. They'll download it onto their phone so they can see it that way.
It's amazing.
You know, we try to keep up with the times. But we also, our website, you know, you can go through your articles, you can read all the articles, you can also archive, like all your articles are archived, and we also, they're PDFs, so
okay.
If you wanted to print them off, you could.
Someone could print one then. Folks, if you have questions this evening, the phone number is 610-758-8810, that's 610-758-8810. So, I appreciate the attention that the nonprofits get. But let's also talk about the articles that are written in the publication and the different categories. So the articles have to be educational.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's one of the dictates that you put in when people decide to work with you. And there are a number of different categories. As you had said earlier, Celeste, there's medical or health, I guess. So give me an overview again of those different categories.
Well, we usually start out with medical and then dental, health and wellness. The paper can expand and expand and expand. I mean, we have the categories, names for what we have now, but, you know, home and garden, professional.
Home and garden, which would be nice right now. There's probably going to be articles about, you know, I don't know, spring planting or something.
Design, garden design and things like that. So we have those useful articles. And when we were saying, you know, business and so on, legal, financial, which you're a part of. But the articles themselves are educational. It's not an avatorial thing. Someone can read this article here, they can read it in California, and you are educating people to make better decisions. And that's the focus of the paper. Now, within the article, we have people put their display ads or things, so you know there is contact information for them. But the piece of the article is educational, and that's something that is important to everybody, because you know the decisions we have to make today, there's more and more of them. You want to have the right understanding of those decisions, so this content is, you know, made to do that, and it is directed to women, and that it's, you know, Lehigh Valley woman. The articles per se aren't necessarily just for a woman. It's about the family. It's about making those good decisions. So.
And the reason we have it in a educational format instead of avatorial, and sometimes, you know, we have to go, there's a lot of back and forth with our clients because they're not used to that. But, you know, because we're exclusive also with our contributors, we want everybody to be an expert in their field. And by having educational instead of this is about me, this is about what I know. So it's not about who you are as an advertiser with us. It's about what you know. And that is going to get the public to be comfortable with you. Because so when they, by reading your articles and know that you are an expert and they're saying, wow, I didn't realize that, or oh, I didn't know that, you know, that's some, you know, so they're going to keep you in mind as not somebody who's touting how great your practice is or how great you are, but what the knowledge that you have. And that's what people want to know. People really want to take their health care, their finances, they want to take that into their own hands, you know, and people really do want to be educated.
Mm-hmm. Right. And obviously the contributors must think that the education is an important part of working
absolutely.
With people as well, because that's what they want to also share with their audience. So I'm just going to highlight a couple of articles. This is from, I think, the last publication that came out in February, where I believe it was the American Heart Association mm-hmm. that was on the front cover. For example, in the medical, the articles, fertility preservation options. I mean, that could certainly strike a chord with certain people. And sometimes, like what I say on the show, when I'm doing even topics for the show, I try to dig deep in topics that normally get kind of, what's the word when something's just so general that you never really get the answers you need? Mm-hmm. Like when you watch, you know, financial programs on television, or you read articles in, you know, these money magazines, sometimes they're so general that you don't get to the details that can make a difference for you. So I think this publication also gives your contributors the opportunity to dig deep into some topics that you don't always hear enough about. So this fertility preservation options, how to choose your cosmetic surgeon, treating depression with, I don't know what TMS therapy is. I didn't read that particular article, but treating depression with TMS therapy. Lehigh Center for Clinical Research. You know, that sounds interesting. Like, oh, there's a Lehigh Center for Clinical Research, better research for your better health. And it talks about, it looks like there was a depression study. So there's lots of heart healthy eating. So I'm just kind of highlighting some of the articles under the health and wellness section. Enjoy the sweet life with Be Sweet and Be Cocoa. So that there's some options there for people who want to do different things. Something about cholesterol. So Health and wellness is a section, and when we come back, we'll kind of highlight some of the other sections that are in the magazine. We're getting ready for another break. Folks, if you would like to call in with questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. We have in the studio this evening Celeste Klein and Linda Hunsicker from Lehigh Valley Woman Magazine, a free educational publication directed at educating all of us. We'll be back in a sec.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Hey, it's us, Click and Clack from Car Talk. Is your car so environmentally incorrect that it creates its own ecosystem?
Donate it through the Car Talk Vehicle Donation Program.
This station gets the proceeds and you get a tax break.
To find out more, call 866-789-8627.
Car Talk airs Friday night at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 10 a.m. For more information, visit our website at wdiy.org.
And we are back. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have in the studio with me this evening publishers of a community magazine, I'll say, a Lehigh Valley Woman magazine, which is a free educational publication in the area that you would find in, you know, doctor's offices, restaurants, the library, art museum. And the publication highlights nonprofit organizations in the Lehigh Valley. It's a bi-monthly publication, and each publication highlights the nonprofit. You would have seen organizations in the past, such as Arts Quest, I think it was Second Harvest, right? And Burnside Plantation. I'm trying to remember all the pictures of all of the different community organizations. Nonetheless, it's a great opportunity to highlight these nonprofit organizations, but also bring educational material to the readers in the Lehigh Valley. Even though the publication is called Lehigh Valley Woman, and it is somewhat directed toward women, it's not necessarily directed toward women. There are lots of articles in here that can apply to men and women alike, and in fact, there are contributors that are male, just as they are female. There's both, so keep that in mind. But if you do have questions, even if you have a quick text question, I'm happy to take your call. The phone number is 610-758-8810. One of the reasons I wanted Linda and Celeste on this evening is because, as regular listeners would know, I'm all about education. I think that there's a lot of power in education. I don't mean to sound cliche in that. It's true. And so I think that the more places we can get that information, the better. We take it all in. We process it. We see what applies to us. Maybe we get ideas for our friends, our neighbors, our family members. And so sometimes articles you read aren't necessarily going to be applicable to you, but they may be applicable to someone else that you care for and take care of. So Celeste and Linda, we were just talking about the different categories. We just kind of went over health and fitness, but there was also home and garden, and then there's professional services. I don't want to mention anything about what I do, because that's like my disclaimer, so we're not going to talk about that. But there is also a section like on legal, and I love law. I love legal information. So you have a couple contributors, I believe, in the legal section. So do you recall some of the kinds of topics or articles that they have written? I don't know if you keep that at the tip of your...
Well, we have a family lawyer, which is always great for a publication, but we also have business law. And there's been a lot of very interesting articles. You know, I read every article as it comes in before it goes to publication. And, you know, there's about adoption and about,
divorce, I think. There was one about
quite
divorce.
Quite a few about divorce. And the laws in Pennsylvania that you don't realize. I mean, I remember reading one article that said that in Pennsylvania that you are responsible for your parents
Yeah.
financially. even though...
You could be. Yeah, there was a recent court case.
Yes.
That we talked about on this station. Yeah.
And that, one of the attorneys that is in our publication had talked about that. I didn't know that. I was surprised about that. You know, so there's all kinds, you know, especially, you know, a lot of people don't know about, there's a lot of legal jargon out there. And we've had some very, very interesting articles by our attorneys.
I've noticed, too, that you seem to have a lot of educational institutions highlighted mm-hmm. in the magazine. I've seen things like about DeSales. Mm-hmm. So you also approach mm-hmm. the educational institutions?
Yeah. DeSales is in there for their access program and their nursing program. And you know, with a lot of with what they do, they talk about, you know, real life situations, you know, and again, how education can help further your dreams, your goals of what you want, no matter if you're 20 or 40. And, you know, and I think it gives somebody a breath of fresh air, whether they're just starting or there's somebody that has gone through a divorce or they lost your job. And, you know, they can start over. They can take a new direction or a passion. And you know, that's all part of it, too, to give people hope. And the articles themselves, we do try to direct our contributors to write about things like, you know, when somebody calls you or somebody comes into your office, you know, what seems to be a lot of the questions? You know, what don't they understand? You know, what are the misconceptions? Because when they write about that, you know, that's what, you know, as public people, we're trying to learn more about, because those are the questions we have. So, again, that's what makes the articles interesting and educational, because it's hitting home. It's those things we don't know.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, you said it's kind of geared a little bit toward women. And I know that a lot of the contributors are women. Mm-hmm. I would love to see the difference. And there's men, too. So I don't want to discount that. But some of what you're saying, Linda, is very interesting to me, because I know when I've written that, for me, it's all about like relationships mm-hmm. and understanding people. And just as you mm-hmm. said, when you kind of try to steer your contributors into what they're writing about, what's like the hot topic or what is troubling people mm-hmm. in the area, and try to get some answers for them that way.
Right.
It's that caring and compassion that women have. And then Celeste, you said earlier, women are the ones who tend to pass on information. So you start to get a flavor for that in these articles, I imagine.
And, you know, and that's what we're all about. And that's why our contributors, I mean, really do like our publication, because they are able to talk about things that are not, like you said earlier, general. There's things that are specific. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult for them to express these specific things that are bothering people. And we're giving them an opportunity to say, you know, like the fertility article, people are, you know, they're thinking, I don't know that. You know, mm-hmm. there's so many different topics that we try to get people to really, like you said, dig deep and say something that people really do have that question about.
You know, I'm just looking here. I see, Linda, you had mentioned the Access Program. And DeSales, one of the articles in the February issue was, DeSales Advanced Nursing Grad Provides Clinical Care for Low-Income Cancer Patients. I mean, that's really
sweet. We try to make it very
too.
Personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because people relate. I don't care if it's male or female. I think people do relate to personal stories and mm-hmm. personal mm-hmm. things that are about them or things that they can relate to. And by relating to people in an educational and article-driven format, it just seems to be, you know, we're very successful, and our contributors are because of that.
And as they're talking, I'm reading the magazine. Let's talk a little bit about the arts and entertainment section, because there's a lot happening, as you said, in the Lehigh Valley. And I see lots of different information. For example, Miller Symphony Hall, their name had changed. It used to be Allentown Symphony mm-hmm. Hall, and now it's Miller Symphony Hall. And they have a little highlight in here, so people can find out more information about that, knowing like, oh, who's this Miller Symphony Hall now? Is that something new in our area? So let's talk a little bit about the arts and entertainment and how that has evolved.
Well, we have several people with us, and that keeps growing. I mean, we have Arts Quest, we have the Art Museum, we have State Theater, Nurture Nature Museum, and they all are giving wonderful things to the community. And again, even though they're in the community, do people really know all that's going on? Not, you know, and it gives them a venue to really explain themselves. Even in some of these cases, it's more of an ad, but it's still explaining what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And again, obviously, with this being bi-monthly, we can keep it to the dates of what's going on. And we still, even with the arts and entertainment, try to have them do an article, because if they can explain themselves more, it's just giving people a better background on what's going on.
Right. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, especially now ArtsQuest, they overdo an article because they have so much going on there. But in Easton, we have the Siegel Museum, mm-hmm, and the Nature Nurture. I don't think a lot of people even know about them. Linda and I, a couple weeks ago, went through a tour of that Siegel Museum. I mean, you want to, you know, just stay for the weekend just to go and see all the things that they have. And the passion that these people, mm-hmm, have, the curators and the people that work there, I mean, it's just very exciting to work with them. And, you know, it's just, you have such resources here, such cultural, wonderful resources that, you know, and it's so close. Everything is so close that I don't think people even really understand what these places have to offer.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention, I mean, I am from Michigan originally, so I have not necessarily wandered far afield, even in our own Lehigh Valley. But my husband and I had gone to Easton to see, like, the Crayola store. We were going to, mm-hmm, do Christmas shopping there. And Easton is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people really need to start, you know, visiting and patronizing our local businesses, our local communities. And there's so much to do here. In fact, you know, I know you do some things with the Hotel Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. One of the things, you know, from a financial choices kind of standpoint, when people are talking about trying to save money, you know, if you're not going to go on a vacation, you know, because you can't afford it anymore, go somewhere local for a night or two. You don't have to go for a week to the shore or a week to Florida. You could stay right here in the Lehigh Valley and try to tap into some of the resources that are here.
Absolutely.
Just walking down Main Street in Bethlehem is such a treat. Mm-hmm. It's so, you know, it's just so pretty and charming. And that's what people sometimes see in magazines and say, oh, I want to go on vacation like somewhere else. Mm-hmm. We have it here. There are, yep, people who are coming here for their vacation.
There's so many things to do. I mean, Sunday, I brought my sister here so we could see a show at the V-Day show at the Banana Factory. I mean, it's like, it's just, there's just so much to do.
I just signed up for a class at the Banana Factory for mosaics on Monday nights.
It's fabulous.
So it's a great opportunity. I know in the February issue, there was an article by ArtsQuest talking about the Hepburn film series. So I assume that's Audrey and Catherine Hepburn. You can't say it fast enough. Audrey Hepburn and Catherine Hepburn. A Hepburn film series debuts at ArtsQuest Center. There's a 6-film series, and it's kicked off on March 12th. So I would imagine if we are at March 20th today, you can still catch some of those films. They have The Philadelphia Story, March 18th, The Roman Holiday, March 24th, on and on. So lots of information in this publication highlighting arts, entertainment, health, finance, legal, lots of community interest as well. And great articles, so people need to make sure that they're looking for this magazine, Lehigh Valley Woman. It's a free publication in the Lehigh Valley talking about educational content, and also I would add awareness of your community and making sure that you're taking advantage of all of that information. Folks, I have with me in the studio this evening Linda Hunsicker and Celeste Klein, who are publishers of Lehigh Valley Woman magazine. If you have questions, you can give us a call, 610-758-8810. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit and close out the show talking about highlighting women of the Lehigh Valley and how they do that, and then talking a little bit more about what Celeste and Linda have coming up and their new adventures in publication. So we're going to go take our next break, and then we'll come back and finish up the show. Back in a minute. Hi, this is Lori, your host. I am back. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. I have with me in the studio this evening entrepreneurs, I would say, women. Love it. publishers of Lehigh Valley Woman Magazine. It's a free bi-monthly publication in the Lehigh Valley. You'll see it around. If you see some extra, you're welcome to pick it up. Check it out. There's also a website, lehighwoman.com, and there's information on that website as to past articles and information. The publication has several categories of articles that they highlight, areas, I should say, health and wellness, professional services, arts and entertainment, and that includes information about travel and leisure, fabulous food. I do notice there's always seems to be articles about wine. There's articles about wine in here, I think, with each publication. That's very interesting. And then with each issue, they also highlight a community organization, typically a nonprofit. I'm just glancing at the wine article. It was by Adam Klein.
My son.
No, seriously.
Yes.
Debunking wine myths.
He's been writing articles for me for 4 years.
Oh, that's great. Yes. So debunking wine myths. I always go toward those wine articles. So I can never retain anything I learn about wine. That's my problem. I people will say something about red and about white, and I'm interested, but I can't retain it. I don't know why. There's certain things I retain, like Internal Revenue Code sections, but I don't retain things about wine.
Well, he does things very simply. He, you know,
yeah.
Even though this new article in the next issue will be about bourbon,
okay.
But different things about bourbon. But he has been writing wine articles, you know, for, you know, sometimes he does recipes, but it's always something that is very simple to understand.
Yeah, well, like wine with sulfates will give you a headache. That's a myth. And older is better. That's a myth. So there is lots of different information in here. Let's talk for a moment about highlighting women, because I know that was, you know, again, we try to say men can read the magazine. Obviously, men can read about wine, but men have written articles, as your son, and then there's some doctors in here who have written some articles, and I know that you've had attorneys that have written as well. But part of your mission, besides highlighting the community and the organizations and the businesses in the community, you also have this thing about women. Now, the other publications that you've done, are they all geared toward women?
We have, between the two of us, we have four publications.
Okay.
Linda and I have two. We have the one in Lehigh. We have the one in Montgomery County. I still have the one in Greensboro, North Carolina. And Linda just opened her publication in the Finger Lakes, New York.
Okay.
They're all different publications because they're all different communities. But we do the same format, and we do highlight women, and we do highlight the community events.
Okay, so let's talk about why the highlighting of women. Does that refer back to what you were saying earlier about?
Well, the syndicate, because it is a national syndicate, it does need to have, and we want to have the name of woman in it. So it's either Lehigh Valley Woman, Lehigh Valley Women's Journal, things like that. So, you know, because it's a syndicate, those are the names we use. Like she has Guilford Women's Journal. I have the Finger Lakes Woman. So it always retains the woman in the publication. Again, some of the articles are geared to women. We want women to feel like they have a magazine to pick up and feel important about. And along with that, we have a Women in Profile section, where each issue we do profile 8 women. Some of them are women that are from the nonprofit groups in the community. Some of them are contributors within the paper. So we rotate that. But again, it gives them the personal piece, the personal piece of who they are. You know, they could be the fertility doctor. But yet, you know what, she likes to go skiing and has children. You know, we want people to know who those people are. And it's important. And we want, again, the part of the whole thing is to build women up and make women feel like there is places out there for them to get really good information. And we highlight them.
I like all the emphasis on women these days. We're getting our call. We had a caller who called in and asked a question. Rebecca from Center Valley had asked, do you accept article submissions from freelance women writers? For example, poetry. And maybe if you haven't done that, this is part of my question as a follow-up to this. If you don't currently accept like freelance submissions, Would there be any plan to do that in the future, possibly, for things like poetry, kind of generic things?
Well, you know, we always have different thoughts about different sections and different things that we can do. And when people call, you know, either email or they call in for different types of requests, we always tell them, email us your information. Because depending on the month, the theme, you know, different things that are going on, just email all your information, tell us what you're about, who you are, what you do, and then we can see if it's going to be a good fit. So, luckily, we own the paper, so we make the decisions on what we feel is a good fit and what's not. So, you know, nothing is set in stone. So we do ask people, you know, email us, send us your information, and then, you know, we could see if anything could fit in at any time.
Yeah, and email information, email us things you'd like to see in the publication that maybe we don't have in there yet. I mean, we're always looking for new ideas, new input. So we're the people that get the email. So, you know, we're open to that. So
that could be possibly a feature in the future that might be like open forum section. And an open forum might be pieces that people have submitted. I'm just kind of brainstorming here with you for a second, that maybe there could be a section called open forum where if someone sends you something really of interest, that you might publish
and you know, anything that's interesting, and because all of our areas are different, like in North Carolina, and actually it's different than here, but, you know, I've had done particular features that just someone had mentioned or someone had emailed me something, and it was just really interesting. We said, well, you know, it might not, you know, fit in, you know, this next couple issues, but we're doing something in September because it's Education Month. So we do have some types of themes, and, you know, maybe it would fit in there if somebody, you know. So, you know, we're open to, and we want to have more categories. I mean, we have the categories we have, but we're open to all categories.
Okay. So, and featuring women, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a woman who's sending you the ideas, though, either. So we're kind of open to everything.
Yes.
So let's talk a minute to kind of wrap things. I mean, we still have several minutes, but let's talk for a minute about this entrepreneurial spirit that you guys actually had and how you started, because not only could the publication be an inspiration to people getting educated, making good decisions, and being informed in what's available to them, you know, either with health and wellness or the arts and entertainment or business finance, but it's also an inspiration that two women have come on board, grabbed a hold of this, and have run with it, and you're obviously successful. So you have the publication in North Carolina. Together you have the publication in Lehigh Valley and Montgomery County. And now, Linda, you're doing the Finger Lakes. So that's a brand new one
for
you. Why did you choose the Finger Lakes? Because it was available, that spot? Or?
Well, I have a vacation home up there.
Okay.
And sort of kind of a past life with an ex-husband up there. So, but I fell in love with the area. It has the arts. It has the education. And it just seemed like the right place to do a paper. And, you know, I love being up there. So it's fun. I mean, it's scary and fun all at the same time because, you know, you have a concept, but you're starting with nothing and building it. But once you get it built and you keep growing it, you thrive on it because it's hard work, but it's a lot of fun. And, I don't know. I grew up in family business, so I guess I don't know any better, you know?
But it's true. It is about a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And what about you, Celeste? What made you kind of...
Well, you know, I love the concept. And I said, you know, I have three sons, but two of them live in North Carolina. And my first granddaughter was being born in North Carolina. And I really did not want to be that New Jersey grandmother that she never saw. Mm-hmm. And when this opportunity came up, I mean... Initially, I just wanted to, you know, sell the paper locally, but as this opportunity came up, I said, well, you know, what about Greensboro, North Carolina? And they said, well, it's available. And I said, you know, my children are in education. They're in different... I said, I think it's such a good concept. And when you really believe in something and you really do love it, I mean, you know, I've had an advertising pass, so I know what people do, and people need to promote their businesses. I'm thinking, what a great way to do this. And I really believe that if I really believe in something, I think it's great. And, you know, if you're going to take care of your clients, that you can just do it. And, you know, and I went down there 4 years ago, really not knowing anywhere. I joined the Chamber of Commerce, met a few people, but people did like the concept. And I thought, if I could be really successful in North Carolina, 500 miles away, I mean, I go there every 6 weeks, we certainly should be able to do it closer to home. And, I mean, it's just really a labor of love, because it's something that, you know, granted, it's hard work like anything, but you have to do something, you know, and I would much rather do something that we have control of. We decide who we're going to promote. We decide what, you know, so it's all on us, you know, and it's just a great feeling to be able to do that.
But as you said, if you have passionate around it, and then you meet people who are passionate about education at the same time.
Absolutely. Then it's such a perfect fit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good. And how did you guys come together then? Because you said you had a past in advertising, but how did you, had you stayed in contact together all those years? Or?
Well, you know, well, we worked for a large company that it was basically you communicated through voicemail. So we had different territories. She had the territory in Montgomery County. I had one in South Jersey. You know, we would see each other, but we worked for the same company for over 10 years. You know, so we did, you know, we were friendly, you know. And this opportunity came up for me, and I noticed that there were some of these papers close to Linda in Bucks County. And I thought, maybe you'd like to look into that, you know, just to work there. That's what we were thinking of doing. But, you know, then this came up, and
we just said, we're just
going to give it a shot.
Yeah. You know? Well, she was so enthused with it. And I went to a training, and because I, you know, had thought of working for someone else in a neighboring paper. And, you know, the owner of the whole syndicate, he's like, you know, I have Montgomery County available. And I'm like, oh, I came here to be trained to work for somebody else. But you know what? You know, timing was good, and together, I mean, we've made some really good papers, I think. It's been fun.
What's nice is you have each other to rely on, too, because sometimes the energy can probably wax and wane, you know? You get pumped up about something, then maybe it fizzles out, but then you have someone else to help out.
And, you know, we're very fortunate that, I mean, Linda and I weren't real close friends, but it seems like we just have the same type of personalities. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't get frazzled over certain things. We have the same value system, which is something that I think that you need to find in any kind of partner, whether it be a business partner or a partner in life. And we have the same drive and the same value system that, you know, we do believe in doing things for the community. We do want to help out. We do want to help our clients. We want our clients to get, you know, clients and customers from it. We really go out of our way to make sure that those articles are right. You know, a back and forth, you know, after years and years. I mean, I have clients in North Carolina been with me for 4 years, you know, that'll be like, okay, you know, this is good, but, you know, it's not going to make, we want to make you look good. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the key. We want them to look good and sound good and, you know, and
be educational and provide some value to the readers because you're.
And we want to make it easy for our clients also. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to make it a journey that's easy and something that, you know, they enjoy doing. And, you know, we've been very successful. And I think it's mainly because we just love doing it too.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think, too, to Rebecca's call earlier about accepting articles as submissions and, you know, responding to emails and ideas. The other thing, Celeste, you had said, you want to try to sometimes see if someone has an idea, whether or not it fits in with a theme. The other thing I think that happens is the publication cycle goes so, so fast. Like someone might think that they're going to submit an idea or a concept, and maybe they don't see any fruits of that or results of that for like a whole year. But you guys are just on this. I mean, it goes really quick.
It does.
So for folks who are out there listening, who are interested, Lehigh Valley Woman magazine, it is a free educational publication in the Lehigh Valley and covers topics from contributors in the medical field, professional services field, arts and entertainment, education, lots of different articles. Please look for it in the area. Congratulations on getting the publication in the Finger Lakes.
Thank you.
You keep going with your North Carolina, and we love the one in the Lehigh Valley, and I'm sure Montgomery County is just as well. Thank you so much for being here. The website is
www.lehighwoman.com.
Lehighwoman.com, and look for Lehigh Valley Woman publications in local organizations and establishments. I thank you guys so much
for being
here.
Thank you, Lori.
It's a publication I believe in, and I sincerely appreciate that you were here and that the listeners look for that in the Lehigh Valley here. Next week, I believe Rod Young is going to come on the show, and he is going to talk about what to do with your refund and what to do if you have to amend your return. And basically, it's going to be a what to do. So Rod Young's going to be on next week, giving me a break, actually, so I can work doing tax returns, folks. So Rod will be here next week. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Andrea. And coming up next, Tom Druckenmiller with In the Tradition Folk Music. Stay tuned. Remember, be proactive, not reactive. Make the best of your financial choices and have a great week.